Okay, good morning, guys. It is currently Wednesday, February 22nd. And if you hear noise, that's because I'm straightening my hair right now because I wanted to, and my hair's been looking a mess lately. Yes, it looks extremely horrible right now. But today, on today's podcast episode, we are going to be basically talking about building good habits. I think this is a really interesting topic to talk about because currently my habits have been very under construction when it comes to building them. This will probably be a shorter podcast because I feel like it's just like an advice session about building good habits. So I feel like it'll be good. I'm going to pause my SZA because I'm playing her album right now because I'm going to go see her next weekend at Madison Square Garden, which is so insane because, like, I freaking love SZA. I've loved SZA since, like, probably, like, 7th grade, and I'm a freshman in college, and I jumped at the moment she said she was announcing her tour. I was like, yep, I'm going. I don't care. I'm going to see SZA. But yeah, so I'm going to go see SZA next weekend, which is very, very exciting. And I guess this will tie into me and my habits because I really relate a lot to SZA when it comes to, her demeanor and her lifestyle when it comes to certain habits. And like, yeah, we're all young Black women and everything, so we have certain habits that we try to break when it comes to our everyday routines, how we take care of ourselves, etc., etc. But I also really, like, admire her for her diligence and also her positive platform. And hopefully one day I'll, like, have a platform that I could be really positive on. Right now it's just a small one, but, you know, you don't plant a seed and it grows overnight. So it's a whole, like, learning process that I'm obviously 100% willing to be a part of. But yes, I'm gonna talk about habits, and I really honestly hope you guys enjoy this podcast today because we need to break out of some old habits for this upcoming springtime. Yes. Okay. So, guys, since I said the date before, I think today is, like, Ash Wednesday. I am not Catholic, but I do have friends that are Catholic, and I was talking to them yesterday. I was like, oh, so, like, what's the Catholic tradition? Like, I heard about Lent, but I was like, I never really, like, celebrated that. I don't know if it's a celebration or not. I don't want anyone to come for me. If you're Catholic, please say something if you're listening to this. But I think it's kind of crazy because I grew up Baptist and Jewish. So literally just anything else but Catholic, like anything else. So it was just very like, I was like, oh, okay. And then I come here to New York and everyone and their mom is Catholic. So I'm just like, okay, I didn't really grow up around that because I grew up in the South and there was a lot of Southern Baptist people over there. I grew up in Black churches. We did sing gospel songs. We did a lot of things pertaining to African American culture here in the United States. So Catholicism never really was on my parents' radar, especially my mother, because, like, it's just not what we grew up with. It's not what we surround ourselves with and everything, which is totally valid. And I obviously knew ideas about Catholicism before obviously coming here. I was like, okay, I know they celebrate Lent. I know they don't do this and do that on Fridays. And so, like, I know, like, about Catholicism. I know the Pope and everything. And I hope this doesn't seem as, like, disrespectful to someone because, like, honestly, I'm still kind of learning about Catholicism. Like, I don't really know everything about every religion, but I think Catholicism is an amazing denomination of Christianity. And I really hope I'm saying Catholicism correct as well, too. Just FYI. So, yeah. But I think it's really interesting how they give up, a habit, or they give up something for Lent, which is like 40 days leading up until Easter. And I would meet people like in Hawaii, I think that because a lot of people in Hawaii are Catholic, and they would give up, I know this one girl gave up like coffee for 40 days. Other people would give up like their vapes and weed and stuff for like 40 days because, like, you know, it's a part of their tradition, it's a part of their church, which is like absolutely totally valid to me. And I was like, oh, I want to like probably like partake in Lent, but I'm like, I really can't because I'm not baptized, nor I have not been certified by the Catholic Church. But I just think it's like really interesting. I don't know if I can really take part in Lent, and but like at the same time, it's like it's not really a thing that I'm like gunning to do, but I just think it's like really interesting and really cool to like do all of that and everything. But yeah, also, my hair is not doing the best right now. So, like, I'm literally doing my hair while doing this. But back to that and religion and giving up things and old habits. Like, my dad, he is Jewish. I really grew up more Baptist Christian. But he is Jewish. And, obviously, they have their own holidays. I've honestly only been to the synagogue to celebrate Hanukkah. I haven't been for a service. I haven't been for anything like that. And, like, that's the thing here. Like, I wanted to come here to kind of, like, explore that more. Like, come to New York City and explore the Jewish faith more. Because I know there's a lot of Jewish people here in the city. But, obviously, like, you know, with time and certain things happening, I really couldn't really explore the faith as much as I wanted to. But I just think it's, like, very interesting to me how Judaism and Catholicism, Baptist Christians, and any other religion in the world, they have to give up something for their, like, to give up something of their own pleasure to basically seem as righteous and as holy as possible. And I never really, really kind of, like, thought about it like that until I was going to make this podcast. And I was like, oh, good habits. Like, that's one thing that people give up when, not good habits, but just habits in general when it comes to religious observance of certain things happening. And I was like, oh, I could just I could just talk about that and see where that goes. Also, this door just opened on a roof, and now it's making me question, has it always been there? I see it on a roof across there. But yeah, so anyways, for Lent, they give up in habit, and I was very curious about it. So me and my friends, we had a whole discussion about Lent and Catholicism and Ash Wednesday, because today's Ash Wednesday, and I was just very, very, like, interested in it. They were like, oh, you can go to mass. And I'm like, I don't know, because last time I walked into a church in New Orleans, in Jackson Square, people were holding candles everywhere, so, I don't really know, but I think that Catholicism and other denominations of Christianity are so beautiful, and hopefully one day I will be able to really kind of, like, immerse myself into it on a bigger level. But as of right now, it's not up there. But also because, like, I grew up a certain way, so it's like kind of weird to like lean towards another certain way. But the thing is, with my mother, I'm kind of happy we grew up not baptized. Like, my mother made us practice the religion, but we weren't necessarily baptized into the religion because she wanted us to choose our own faith as we grew older. And I thought that was so beautiful because I guess a lot of people do that to their children, and then their children kind of stray away from the religion that they have growing up. So that's why my mom didn't do that. But at the same time, I'm very thankful because sometimes I relate more to Buddhist principles and their way of life and what their beliefs are. And I'm like, oh, I can do it because I don't belong to any religion. So I can adopt their habits and all of their, whatever they do, any religion in the world, honestly, because I don't belong to a certain religion. I grew up on a certain religion, but I technically, my body does not belong to a religion. And you may be wondering, I thought we were talking about habits, not religion, but it just ties into it because it's Lent and you're supposed to give up habits and everything. And being at a Jesuit school, and they have mass every Sunday, and there's literally a church right next to us, beautiful church. I haven't been inside of it, but the front of it's very beautiful. This just make me want to like spark and have this conversation about giving up old habits. Now, for me personally, my old habits are horrible. I had a big habit of really just sulking in bed, not really washing my sheets, not really washing my clothes. Maybe this is a cry for undiagnosed depression, who knows, or anxiety, who knows. But I had that habit for like a good minute. Not at home, but actually here in college. And it was really bad. The beginning of the year, everything was going great. It was really good until about like November time when I started this habit of not really taking care of myself and my surroundings. It was really bad. I was also just very stressed out by the environment that I was in, some of the people that I was around and their energies, because guys, please learn how to read energies for people. I promise it'll save you so much pain. But I just think that those habits were so bad for me. I look back at it and I'm like, I can't even like come to like do the certain things that I did or live the certain way that I used to live. And it's so crazy because I came from a household that was always clean. Everything was already in, always in the right, you know, like place in the house, right, this and that. So you would think like, oh, like when I come to college, I go do the same thing. But I think it's because for so long, my parents were telling us to do it. And then now that I came here, it was like, oh, I can just like leave this here and then pick it up later. But I don't know. But then I also think, I used to think my room was messy from my bad habits. I was like, my room is filthy when it's just clothes. It's literally just clothes on the floor. Or like, I am clean. I am not, my habits weren't that bad that I left food and stuff everywhere or like my clothes everywhere. It'll just be in one set pile by my bed because I respected my roommate's personal space. And like, it was just absolute, to me it was horrible. But now that I look back at it, I'm like, oh, it was just like clothes everywhere, but still it was a bad habit. Like the Steve Lacy song. But it was a bad habit. I don't remember seeing that skyscraper. Maybe I just don't look out my window now. But it was just like a really bad habit that I was like, okay, I need to break out of this and everything. So before Christmas break, I washed some of my clothes, especially like clothes I was taking back home. And then coming back, I washed a lot of it. So I just put it up. But I still have like a lot here I had to wash or whatever. It took me about like 3 weeks to actually like come to wash my clothes. The reason why it's so hard for me to wash, this is like very TMI, but at the same time not, because I know friends here who kind of like have the same, like had the same patterns and mindsets, and we're all trying to break out of that same habit. But it was just really, I was just honestly really lazy, and I had so much clothes here, so it's like I was never wearing anything dirty. So don't go around telling people that I was wearing dirty clothes, but because I had so much clothes here, so much clothes. But at the same time, it was like, okay, I want to wear these pants, but they're dirty. I'm gonna wear this shirt, but it's dirty. And I was like, I'm just sick and tired of this shit, and I like sick and tired of that. I had to like think about, I was like, what am I saying? I'm sick and tired of it because it felt like I was limiting to my own wardrobe options because I was lazy, if that makes total and complete sense. I really hope this does. But I don't know. It was just, like, probably, like, 2-3 weeks ago. I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna wash all of my clothes. Every single last thing. So, I literally took the time. I start washing my clothes about 7 in the morning, and I finish at 10 a.m. And that was the best little 3 hours of my life, which is so great. And then I put up my clothes, and I was like, let's just clean other things in my room, too. So, I started, like, cleaning my little areas in the bathroom. I started to, like, wash my other things. I started to, like, disinfect this, disinfect that. I started to do all this other type of stuff and, like, just fold my clothes, put them up, you know, rearrange this and that, clean out my drawers and stuff. And, you know, I didn't really think about this, but I was like, oh, like, I thought I was a messy person, but I really wasn't a messy person. It was just clothes, but also it was my mindset that made me think the things around me were very messy and unorganized. But it honestly, like, wasn't. It really was not that unorganized to me. I just think my mindset at the time made it seem like everything was horrible and bad. But it wasn't horrible or bad. I was just, like, very busy. During that time, also, I was going through a lot with stressing over certain classes, because I took some classes last semester that, of course, I was ready to take them, but I feel like, I don't really know how to really explain it. It's just, they were kind of hard when it came to me adjusting to college. I feel like I should have taken them this semester, because this semester my classes are so much more easier to handle, etc. But also, speaking of that, I need to go to the library around, like, 11:45 to print out some things. I just really thought about it. I was like, oh, I need to go to the library. But this semester my classes are way much more easier and more free-flowing than last semester's classes, and I'm just like, it makes me think, I'm like, oh, I really went through so much and I was so stressed out, and then reflect it in the space around me. Because if you really think about it, your room is a reflection of your mind. And when your room isn't tidy, that means, like, you know, you're really not up there when it comes to the mental headspace. And I know this from experience, because this happened to me. And it's really sad to, like, see it happen. But you can't really, like, I feel like when it comes to things like this, you shouldn't try to force yourself or rush yourself out of doing it. You should just be calm and collected and try to find a way to gradually come out of these old bad habits. So that's why I did that. And I thought about it for a minute. And I was like, okay, I just kind of need to, like, get out of these habits to make myself a better person mentally and physically and emotionally and all that type of stuff. So, as you know, like, speaking of, like, habits and stuff, I'm a part of, like, the ROTC program here at Fordham, and I've been really, really stressed out, so I've been, like, taking a little bit of a break from that, thankfully, for my own mental well-being and stuff. And honestly, I've been doing pretty well. I'm very happy and proud of myself for taking that step and taking the initiative to put myself first, because I've always been a person to, like, put others before me, but I've never put myself before other people. And college has really helped me with that, so I'm very thankful for that and that opportunity. But I would say that was also a factor in my bad habits last semester as well, because it was just, like, it was very strenuous on me. I also had hard classes to keep up with, and, like, everyone was like, oh yeah, I have easy classes. I'm like, okay, good for you, but, like, some of us out here are trying to take the harder ones and get those out of the way, so I don't have to really cry later on in my life and everything. And so that's what I've really been up to, and that's just a part of, like, the bad habits in my life. So I guess now we can talk about the good habits that I have formed through learning through my bad habits and stressful situations. So one good habit that I've formed so far is learning French every day. I've disciplined myself to learn French due to the fact that I really, 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 really want to hopefully study abroad my junior year. I don't know if it's going to be first semester, second semester. It really doesn't really matter that much to me, long as I just study abroad one of those semesters. Ideally, I would like spring semester because, you know, it's very sunny and pretty over in Europe, and I would rather start off the semester in the cold and then let it gradually go to warmth than to start off the semester in warmth and know it's going to be cold the rest of the time that I'm there. So that's the goal. So I've been learning French every day and disciplining myself to really learn the language, because I'm also switching my language from Italian to French, and I'm really happy to be able to do that now, because I've always really loved the French culture and the language. I don't know, it's always like gravitated me towards it, so I'm really excited to like learn that, and hopefully I have, because I already have a pretty good background in French, so I feel like learning it will be way much more easier than learning Italian and trying to get the grasp of a whole new language in a semester where you don't really have that much of a background in the said language. So I'm very happy and very grateful to have be able to do this now. Another thing I've been keeping up with lately is, or a new habit I've been doing, is basically I have been cleaning my room, first of all, washing my clothes. I'm gonna wash my clothes honestly probably today, tonight, definitely, or Thursday night. And then I've also been drawing more. My teacher has been telling me to really just draw, and because he is my visual thinking teacher, he was like, you know, it's a good thing to draw almost every day because it helps with like your mental stimulation and et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure, like I'll draw. And honestly, it really does help because it's very serene and it's very like sweet, I guess, to like draw every day. The next habit I've been doing is I've been spending a lot more alone time and valuing my alone time a lot and going out alone, which is amazing. I think today I'm gonna go out alone after my class, or like go down to the Upper West and like go get some ramen or order ramen out and something like that, just to do something alone, because I have a really hard time sometimes with doing things alone due to the fact that I've always had a big family, and in high school I really didn't drive that much, so like I've always just kind of had my mother with me, due to the fact that I was just like I don't know. But it's really different coming here and like being alone and running errands alone. I love it. I loved it at the beginning of the year. I loved going places alone, but I don't know, just like after Christmas break, it just kind of changed, and I was just like, oh, I want to like go here with you, or like come here with me. And I'm just like, maybe I shouldn't do that, because I should learn to value my alone time more. And that's what, that's what I've been trying to do. So I've been working on that, definitely. I've been working on that definitely at the moment, and I feel really, really good about it and everything. I'm done with my hair now, so now I can give this podcast my undivided attention. The next thing I've been doing with my habits is I buy myself new flowers probably like every week now. I started off with buying tulips, and I love tulips, and I'm probably next week gonna buy some baby breaths from Whole Foods, because I love baby breaths too. I love just pretty amazing flowers, but tulips and baby breaths are probably like my favorite, and then when you put them in the same little vase thing together, it's so beautiful. I also love how tulips just kind of like bloom so quick. It's honestly amazing. So definitely getting flowers really does help with the atmosphere of the room, the energy, and also just like, I feel like it helps some way in your health wise, but I don't really, really know, but I really love it. I'm a girl that loves a lot of plants, whether it's fake or real plants. So I do have fake plants here. I even have a crystal tree that my mom bought me in Hawaii. But I also have real plants here. I have a money tree. I have some succulents and stuff like that. I'm surprised they're still growing. But here they are. The money tree is not doing too well right now. But so we need to like sprinkle her with a little something something here and there. But I would say that's a good habit to really get into, guys, is to buy plants and really invest in plants. If you live in a dorm like me, I say get flowers first. Start off with flowers, or get a little succulent. And then if you live in an apartment, like next year I'm going to be living in an apartment, then you would get like a bigger plant for like your living space and stuff like that. Fake plants are good too. They're good for decor, but I think real plants are good just for your overall health and mental state, because fake plants is just plastic. Real plants are like living and breathing and have cells and do photosynthesis and stuff like that. So I think you guys should definitely invest into some plants. Also invest into a new language like I have been doing. Once again, this is like an advice session, but also like telling like how my habits relate to like religion and their habits, and how I broke out of my bad habits, and I'm telling you guys my habits, my new habits, and giving you advice on it. So like I really hope this kind of like helps someone out there. 23 minutes into this podcast. I should have kind of said it at the beginning, but like I just honestly like I was like, oh, I need to relate this to religion because it's Ash Wednesday. But yeah, like study a new language. I'm studying French, which is great, and maybe when I get more proficient in French, then I will go back to Italian, or I will start Spanish. But over the course of my life, I have learned Spanish, Mandarin Chinese, Italian, and French, but I really just admire French more, so definitely, I'm kind of, like, building off those romantic languages and start, like, from French, probably to like back to Italian, or go from French to Spanish and then to Italian. And then once I like hopefully master those in my life, then I'll go back to Mandarin Chinese, or I can just like do them all at once. But honestly, I would definitely say immerse yourself in a new language. Try to like watch French movies, or any kind of language movie in a language you're trying to learn. Try to make friends who speak the language. Also get like a dictionary. I have a French dictionary, a Merriam-Webster one. It really does help a lot. But I love the language, and it is so enriching to like just learn a new language. Like honestly, just do it for fun. And also because a lot of people here in New York City do speak French, and I want to be one of those people who speak French. So guys, learn a new language. The other thing I was talking about earlier was like drawing. Yeah, draw. Get your creative senses going, your right brain going, because for so long in my life, I've been very so left-brained and logical, that when I came to college and started using my right brain, I was like, hold on, this is weird, but I love it. So start doing that, start immersing yourself in art. That's a new habit of mine I've been doing. I've been immersing myself into art a lot. A lot of my friends are very artistic here, so surround yourself with very artistic people that like also kind of lift you up when it comes to your creative ventures and stuff like that. I don't think I could be friends with someone, or strictly be friends like in a friend group of people who are not artistic. Like I can't be in a friend group of engineers and I'm the only one who's like dancing or something like that. I'll be like, oh, well, you guys can come to my recital, but, like, we really don't have anything in common because you're always, like, in the classroom or something studying, and I'm just chilling and stretching and learning a new choreography. So, I would say, like, try to, like, surround yourself around people who are kind of like you when it comes to your interest, and that's why I do love being in clubs here. The only club I actively, honestly, really honestly go to is the Black Student Association or Black Student Alliance. I'm going to start going to the Digital Media and Technology Club, or DMT, I think that's what it's called, but Digital Media Club. I'm going to start going definitely to that club a little bit more because of my major, and doing a little bit more things around school, definitely. I feel like it'd be really, really good to be able to do something like that for the school. And I was, yeah, just surround yourself with people who are like you, whether it's physically or just in your interests or your morals and your values. And you will be okay when it comes to breaking certain habits. Maybe your habit is having bad friends. Break it. Go be friends with other people. You're in college, or if you're listening to this and you're in high school or you're in middle school, it's gonna be harder. Believe me, it's harder because everyone knows everyone there. Everyone knows everyone here too, because it's such a smaller school. But I promise you, no one really cares about friendship drama. No one really cares. No one. So just do what you want to do and be happy with doing that. Another new habit I've gotten into is reading. I read a lot of books that are about African Americans or by African American authors. As of right now, I'm pulling it out of my drawer. I was annotating it last night. I was reading the autobiography of Malcolm X as told to by Alex Haley, which, if you do not know who both of these men are, let me tell you. First, Malcolm X, amazing, amazing, amazing leader in the civil rights movement. I align with more of his beliefs more in the civil rights movement than other leaders at the time. He's amazing, phenomenal. Please watch Spike Lee's movie starring Denzel Washington and Angela Bassett called Malcolm X. And then Alex Haley, he is the novelist for Roots, which is such an American classic, a Black American classic. There was one in the 70s, there was one in 2016. I've watched the 2016 one. I've also watched one in the 70s. It's so amazing how Roots comes back to this generation, and because, like, I mean, most of Black America grew up watching Roots, but I love how they just adapted it to a new generation in 2016. And it was a smash hit, and I absolutely love it. And I'm so incredibly, like, happy and amazed that I have this book. I was annotating it yesterday, and I think it's really crazy how his dad followed the teachings of Marvis Gravey, and I did not know that. I've watched a movie, and they were like, oh, he was just, like, a preacher, and he was saying very, like, pro-Black things, but I didn't know he followed the teachings of Marvis Gravey, so that was, like, also, like, a big thing. I was like, oh, wow, like, that's utterly insane. But, yeah, guys, annotate your books. I think it's so much more fun when you annotate your books than just sitting there and reading them manually, because I personally love annotating, because I'm a type of person that, like, not to be overstimulated while I'm working or doing something, but I need to have music. I need to be doing something. So I do listen to audiobooks, but honestly, when I read manually, I do annotate. And also because I love getting points and stuff from the text, because I feel like I can go back and look at it and be like, oh, so this is what this foreshadowed to, and this is what this happens to be. And I think it's really cool. Obviously, that's not in my career field, but I think it's a good thing to really train your brain to comprehend and have more critical thinking skills and habits for yourself. And I think it would really, really help me, definitely, because I don't really... my critical thinking skills are really bad right now because I haven't read a book on my own in a really long time. So I feel like this would really help, especially reading an autobiography, which is freaking insane, of one of the greatest leaders that has ever stepped foot on American soil. So, yes. another habit I have now is really immersing myself into my creative ventures when it comes to my careers. I have an internship this summer at a magazine as their product marketing intern for their editorials, which is freaking insane, and I'm so incredibly thankful for that. It's a remote internship. Very thankful. But then also, I do some of my own work with my own graphic designing and stuff, so I'm, like, working on that too as well. And I've been having pretty much a fun time when it comes to graphic designing, and I've been creating my portfolio. I've been looking up things, how to do it, how to, like, get started in graphic design and art around the city, And I just think immersing yourself into your art and what do you want to do after college really does help a lot when it comes to breaking certain habits about being stagnant about where you want to be in your life and just doing it and seeing what happens. Like, I never really thought that I would want to go into art, but then I started a new habit of watching Jean-Michel Basquiat. I don't really know how to say his last name, but his documentaries and his videos and his interviews, and it really inspired me to just do more of my art things on the side. I'm a person who loves digital media art. I'm not good with the dimensions of painting, so I really, really love digital media, but I also love abstract painting, so I kind of sometimes want to combine that with each other and, like, do that around the city, put in this gallery, put in that gallery. So I really want to immerse myself into my art and to understand that, you know, this is a good habit to have. And I feel like overall with these habits that I'm building, and hopefully I'm telling you so you will get inspired by habits, by my habits, that it will help you become a better, more well-rounded individual, and also more motivated, and also just happier in general. I feel so much more happier doing these and learning these habits and doing these activities to help with myself. It's beneficial because I'm enjoying it, but also it's going to help me in the end. So I'm incredibly thankful to do both and to do something that I love at the same time. So I'm very happy and very grateful for the little life I'm creating for myself. And I'm in my pre-Magnus Opus stage in my life. Me and my friend Mia, we were like, what would we consider our life to be at this moment? She said something, and I was like, pre-Magnus Opus, because I'm before the escalation of my life. I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do. But I'm also the type of person that likes, I want to do everything. I want to write a poem book. I want to do this podcast. I want to do YouTube because I love all three of those things. But I also want to do art. But I also want to be a creative director. I also want to have a fashion line. Like, I want to do so much with my life. It's insane. Like, it's so crazy because I came here wanting to be a model too. And, like, absolutely, I love modeling. I love editorials. But I also love other creative ventures. And I just want to be successful in everything that I do. I don't think I would be a model. I don't think I would be a supermodel. I'm not saying that to, like, discourage myself or saying that I am discouraged, because I'm definitely not. But I'm just saying, like, due to the things that I want to do in my life, I know if Bella Hadid can do it and do all these other amazing things, of course I can do it. But I just feel like I personally would just love to do art and design. But also model and, like, Vogue and be like, oh yeah, I was in Vogue. But I'm the creative director of this magazine, that magazine. I'm the creative director of this fashion house. Like, but, like, oh, but yeah, yeah, I was in the cover of Vogue, though. But it wasn't for that. It was for my art. So I think it's just really crazy. And I want to be a very versatile person. That's why I don't believe in the saying, like, you can be anything, but you can't be everything. Yes, you can be everything. I could be president right now, but still be the creative director of Nike's women's wear. I could be like Lady Gaga and be a creative director of this and that, but still also sings and acts. I could do anything I want to do in my life. So I feel like, guys, with your habits, they are not real. You can do anything you want with your life. So don't think that people say, like, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. So stop it. Stop it. Yeah. That's enough for my little rant for today with breaking old habits and my habits and giving you advice about new habits based off the habits that I have created. So I hope you guys honestly really enjoyed this podcast, and sorry, and thank you for listening to me while I do my hair and talk about random things throughout this podcast. But honestly, I just hope you guys take away from this is just build habits to become a better person, and you will be okay and you'll be great. So, yes, because everyone shines bright like a diamond. Speaking of the Super Bowl. Yeah, Rihanna. But that's all I really have to say for today. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. Make sure you at Project Six Pod. Make sure you follow me on Instagram or Project Six Pod. And what else? Make sure you follow my YouTube, Mia Mari, and my Instagram, Mia Mari. Same thing, same difference. What else I have to really like plug into there? Just follow my podcast and on Spotify or Apple Music, and just really enjoy life. And that's all I really have to say. So thank you so much for listening to my podcast today, and I will see you guys next week. Goodbye.